Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of Wall Street. Record-smashing quarter for investment banks. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. Like a perfectly seared steak, these banks are sizzling hot. What's fueling this financial feast, though?
Well, think of it like this. A surge in trading activity around the election. A pinch of increased deal flow. It's a recipe for success. JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, all exceeding expectations. It's like they found the secret ingredient.
JP Morgan Chase traders having their best fourth quarter ever? A 21% revenue jump to $7 billion? That's not just a pinch, that's a whole heaping spoonful of profit.
Exactly, and Goldman Sachs? Their equities business raked in a record $13.4 billion for the year. Talk about a market masterclass.
But wait, there's more. Increased deal activity. It sounds like this boom is just getting started. Are we talking a simmer or a full-on boil?
Oh, it's definitely heating up. The article hints at a sustained surge. Think of it like a perfectly timed souffle. It's all about the rise.
I see, interesting. But wasn't 2024, you know, a bit volatile? How did they manage to pull this off amidst all the uncertainty?
That's the fascinating part. It's like a master chef navigating a chaotic kitchen. They adapted, they innovated, they banked on the right opportunities.
I'm a little skeptical, though. Is this sustainable, or is it just a flash in the pan, like, you know, one of those trendy food fads?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The article suggests it's more than a fad, but time will tell if this is a true culinary masterpiece or just a tasty appetizer.
Got it. This financial feast is definitely something to keep an eye on. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, where we serve up the hottest topics in cooking, technology, and apparently, finance. See you next time.
Bye-bye.